The CFRN E-Mini Futures Cast is now on Stitcher. Listen to us on your iPhone, Android phones, BlackBerry, and WebOS phones. Stitcher is smart radio for your phone. Find it in your app store or at Stitcher.com. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio. You're listening to CFRN, a community of believers who trade for a living. To learn more about who we are, what we do, and how we do it, call toll-free 1-866-928-3310, and we'll send you out a no-obligation information kit absolutely free. 866-928-3310.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome back. Today is Friday, 28th day of June, 2013. End of the week, end of the month, end of the quarter, and you're listening to, I believe, the 21st episode of the Coach's Corner with international trading coach, Miss Robin Dane. Robin, welcome to your show. Oh, I guess I should unmute Robin's mic, and then she could participate in her own show. That would be the appropriate thing to do. All righty. And there you go. You now have an open microphone on this radio program.
And thank you. It's a very hot day here in Las Vegas, as I'm sure it is down there by you. We're expecting temperatures from... to break records in the next couple days. Please be safe if you're in the hot weather. Drink lots of water. 117 plus, maybe. We'll have to see. It's going to be a scorcher.
Here in Phoenix, it's going to be 120.
I know. I can't believe it. I can't believe it. When is that earthquake going to happen where we get closer to the ocean?
I don't know. I don't know. You know, I had my air conditioner guy come this week, and he put some Freon, it's like $250, which I count that a blessing because
absolutely.
The ability to stay cool at any price in this kind of heat is priceless. And if I didn't have a guy, and if I just had to go to the yellow pages, that would have been a $500 bill or a gee whiz. It's easy to spend a gee whiz on your air conditioner in Phoenix when it's 120 degrees outside.
Yeah, you just reminded me. Yeah,
they have you by the.
Yeah, they got you, and then you go on the list. I mean, when this really starts to hit, I mean, you could be 25th on the list before they get to you, and
that's right.
I just hope the grid holds up, electricity grid.
Yeah, now that's a very good point. You might have your air conditioner all serviced, and it's got plenty of Freon, you got backup, and but if the electricity goes out, and that can happen, brownouts, blackouts. In Phoenix, when it's that hot, everybody not only has on their AC, they got their swamp cooler running, they got their fans going. And it's too hot to go outside, so inside of the house, mom and dad are in the bedroom watching TV. The kids are in, each one's in their own room playing some video game on the computer. I mean, everything's going.
Yeah.
We're sucking up all kinds of electricity, and that's when it just can't take it. like you said, you know, can the grid support it? I pray it does.
Yep.
Because when the electricity goes out across the city, like when my air, there's been times when our air conditioner would go out in years past, not in this house, in other houses, where we would literally just pack up and go get a hotel room till a guy could come out and fix it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if there's a brownout, or you've got to find a hotel that actually has a generator.
And yeah.
So good luck with that, because everybody is thinking the same thing. You might want to call ahead and, like, reserve a room. So
Exactly. I mean, it's just really scary. Anyway, we're here on Coach's Corner today on episode number 21, and it's an open dialogue today. So I want to put it out there. We can carry on some conversations here. But in the meantime, I'd like to put out, you know, give me your top trading challenges. Anybody out there, your top trading challenges. Don't be shy. Odds are there are many, many people, or everybody in the room will have experienced the same exact thing. So you'll be helping by typing in, you know, what you're challenged by. And please don't put in there just making money, because that's an end result. We want to know, you know, what is your greatest challenge in your trading right now, so that we can give you some solutions, give you some techniques, and have you on your way to getting your trading really cooking. So do you have anybody writing in there?
Yes, I've got one so far.
Okay.
Oh, Pete had a suggestion. He says if you would get all your friends to jump up and down on the fault line there, maybe you could force the quake.
That's a good idea.
This is a trading challenge.
Okay.
Timing good short-term entries. That's
timing,
a challenge.
Mm-hmm. So having a good short-term entry, is that the timing on the short-term entry?
I think. I'm just going to use your name, so I don't have to say, hey, you, Ken. I think what you're asking is that you are you saying that you need a good methodology or system?
Or some way of knowing? Get specific on what the challenge is, because that helps both me and Dwayne help you, because maybe it's a Dwayne question too. This is an open session.
I tend not to to plug our products during this program, but right here you had a bearish cross. Mm-hmm. Price pulled away, price pulled back. We have bearish divergence, and so this is a crystal clear
entry. You're going
to sell the market on the open of this candle. This candle opened at 1606, and so far we've got a swing low of 1602.75. So this has been a nice 3-4 point trade right here. All the criteria was met. Everything lined up perfectly.
Yes, fabulous.
Actually, the entry was, I'm sorry, the entry was
sooner.
So you would have been selling the open of this candle, which is 1605.75, so from 0575 down to 0275. So that's a 3-point trade.
Still a great trade.
Yeah,
either way, it's still a great trade. You know, really a great trade. So, you know, the key thing is on your entries is, number one, what is your methodology? To have your methodology clear. That's one way. If you're going to more discretionary trade, then, you know, really watch. There's two things that I do. Because I grew up with watching the time and sales, which are the order flow.
Right.
It's very fast. It's not for everybody. Some people think it just creates a lot of noise for them.
Mm-hmm.
But I grew up, you know, and I learned to trade that way, so I find that I can't trade without the time and sales. So I like to have that order flow going through and seeing what's happening, and it does sometimes when I see a correlation between the two, because it'll go on my screen, it'll go red and green for depending on, you know, what the trade is that's been processed, and so that helps me, but that's not for everybody. So, you know, timing is something that takes time to do. You can use your shorter time frames. You can have your strategy begin on a 5-minute, but your entry be on a 25 tick. You know, so there are different ways you can manipulate time to get crisper on your entries. So that's just one thing to look at. But is it an emotional thing? Is there another challenge? Or did Ken clarify that a little bit more?
Well, here's the thing, Ken. What I just showed you here, this defines the entry to the tick. Okay, so there's not a question of
it's an area, exactly, do I get in?
So you go through the checklist, and okay, we've got the bearish cross, price did pull away, price did pull back, we've got this down here, so it tells you to the tick, the exact entry price, and you know that you're only going to risk exactly 8 ticks. Now, the methodology that you're describing to me, in your words, I'm working with MACD/SS. I guess slow stock on two time frames. The problem, as I see it, is that the confirmation chart causes me to give up a good portion of a move, making a retrace much more susceptible. I agree, right? Uh-huh. And I don't trade using that methodology,
right,
Ken.
Right.
I don't know that I'm qualified to help you with that setup because it's not something that I personally
use. The fact that you
recognize you have an issue there, mm-hmm. that should allow you to get on a decision path, and that's something I'm going to work on, Robin. I don't know if you use this in your coaching, but I'm going to use it. I'm going to put together a decision tree mm-hmm. for traders who are going through the setup criteria here.
Yep.
Of our trade, where, like, if the answer is yes, you go out, you branch out over here. But if it's no, then it just says you don't have a trade. And then if it's yes here, then you branch out to the next area. Have you ever made one of those before?
Well, I have a methodology, and each person's setup is different. So what I try to guide them to do
is... I got you. You try to do something that's more general. Okay.
Well, because... Each person I get is so different. So
exactly.
I don't teach them to do my method. Mm-hmm. I teach them to refine the one they have.
Right.
That's basically how I approach it. So for him, I would say, again, I think what you said was absolutely accurate. You've identified exactly what the issue is. That's great. So start looking at the finer points around that issue. And that's what we were talking about last time, which was the bugs on the window. Start digging on time frames, seeing if you notice something in particular. Look at different indicators that are in your setup, and are they giving you any more information to fine-tune that entry? So you have to do some digging. And that coaching corner that we did last time, which was refining your strategy with, you know, finding the bugs on the window, that's what we did. And so that's a good coach's corner to review. And given that said, you guys have a short time left. In fact, is that today? If you did that coach's corner and you wanted to get a free CD, you have 2 days left. So on that coach's corner, and if we could put up that link with the picture. While I'm talking, if you could find that link with the picture.
I sure will, Robin.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You could get a free CD, which is called Sharpen Your Trading Performance, and it's a $500 CD. I have it on my website for $100 because I'm moving out the final copies that I have left because I'm redoing it. And so you have an opportunity, number one, to get it cheaper if you want to get it. If you happen to win the contest, you'll get a refund. But you can go in and you can actually win a free one. And if you find the bugs on the window, and the goal is to find how many distinctions there are between the two images, is an image of a number one and an image of a number two. If you can write down as many distinctions as possible, I think the last one I had received was 20. So you have to beat 20. And you would win the free CD of Sharpen Your Trading Performance. If you don't want to wait and you want to sharpen your trading performance, then get the CD by all means, because it's a 2-hour PowerPoint presentation that I put together that goes through all of the specific steps, and the steps allow you to fine-tune whatever strategy, whatever market you're trading, take you through the steps to do that. So here's the image, here's the link. And now this link just so you know, if you go to my homepage, you won't find the link. This is a CFRN image only. This is a contest only for CFRN.
I just put it in the chat box for everybody.
I see it. Yeah, great. So that's the link for you guys only. And so, again, your goal is to find how many distinctions there are between these two images of the one and the two. And right now, the last one we had was 20. Top number of distinctions so far, 18. Sorry, it's right above there. Top number, it's in red, right above what's not showing.
There we go.
There you go. Yeah, top numbers is 18. And there are several CDs still left for $100. So if you want the CD, you just go to the homepage and buy it. And I think there's a link. We have a link to the CD if you want to get that. If you happen to win the contest, but you purchase the CD, you'll get a refund. So, you know, you have nothing to lose if you want to get the CD because there is a limited number left.
Okay, guys, here's Robin's website. It's robindane.com.
Yeah, www.robindane.com.
Let me put that link in the chat room.
All right. Yeah, it's R-O-B-I-N with a I, but D-A-Y-N-E with a Y. So, robindane.com. So, there's lots of free stuff on the website, guys.
And how do you get to that? How do you get to that? To the CD on the site? How do I get there?
Oh, go to products at the top. Products. Yep. You could do that or coaching, either one. You go to products, and it's right there at the top.
This one here, Sharpen Your Trading, right there.
Details, click that, and they'll give you all the details on that, what it tells you about.
And I'm going to put that in the chat box for you guys.
That's the link to the CD directly, if you want to do that. And, again, that's on special for $100. For $100, it was $499. It was a $500 CD, and it's a two-hour CD. It's a very comprehensive CD that will actually help you track your trades as far as knowing specifically, like was it Ken that did the explanation?
Uh-huh, yes.
Okay, like Ken, what was great about what Ken said was he got very, very specific. A lot of traders don't do that. A lot of traders don't know what's happening with that trade. They don't know if it's the entry. They don't know if it's during the trade or it's the exit of the trade that they're having challenges. And that CD helps you, it gives you a methodology to pinpoint specifically what you have to change, what you have to fix, and modify it, again, to sharpen your trading performance. Nobody does this. I haven't found anybody that does this strategy, which is why I'm redoing it and I'm refining it even more. Because it works, and everybody that uses it loves it. They say, "My gosh, I've made such a difference in my trading ever since." And so I give them a methodology, and I call it 1-2-3. So there's some testimonials there. You know, looking back on and I've got more coming because people just love the CD. So check it out. $100 US. And you can pick that up. Okay. Any more? Let's get back to the questions here. Any other challenges? Trading challenges. Bring them up. Bring them on. So for Ken, you know, again, look specifically, really, really down into that trade and your entry specifically to your setup. See if there's time frames that you could try that would give you a better entry. Try it first in simulated mode. Don't do it in live mode till you refine it, and then, you know, go for it live. Test it out a couple times in your sim mode, and then, you know, do it live. You know, a lot of you guys, I know, don't shift back to sim mode when you're testing, but why give Mr. Market your money when you don't have to? I mean, you know, even high-end traders, if they're working out a new strategy, will use sim mode. They don't, you know, people get this thing about sim mode. It's like this, I never trade sim. You know, it's like it's a big deal. And it's not a big deal. It's a way to test what's going on.
Real men trade sim.
Here you go. And women. Real women do too.
That's right.
Real women do too, because you have to you know, you gotta look at it, and you don't want the layer of emotion to kick in when you're trading live. You don't want that layer of emotion. It clouds your judgment. It clouds your vision, and it clouds you having the ability to find the challenge to what you're dealing with.
And so, that argument that you'll use, well, yeah, unless I have some skin in the game, I won't really take it seriously. I'm going to tell you why that thinking is flawed, because if that is true, all right, mm-hmm, hear me out. If that's true, you're not going to take it seriously unless you have skin in the game. Guess what's going to happen when you put some skin in the game and make a trade? You're going to be an emotional basket case, because you just said, unless I have skin in the game, I can't take it seriously. Yeah. So what you're saying is you're not trading from a intellectual place. You're not trading like a chess player.
Yeah.
This is going to be an emotional roller coaster nightmare.
Yes.
You need to be able to sit down and literally not even know if you're in a live mode or sim mode. Your behavior, your actions should be identical, except when you are experimenting with a new strategy, because when you're building a new trading strategy, a new system, a new methodology, you have to test all of the parameters. And the way you test it is in a live market in real time. It doesn't need to be real money. Okay, mm-hmm, but it needs to be a real market, and real historical charts, I'm sorry, just won't do it.
Yeah.
Because you have, out of the corner of your eye, you already see where the market is going. And so that's going to sway how you look at the chart, how you interpret the data. If you Google hard right edge, or Google CFRN, hard right edge, I wrote an article about that, and it literally talks about the hard right edge of your chart. Okay, when I can see all of this, that's one thing, but when I can only see this, and I have to make a decision off of this, it's very easy now to say, boy, that was a great place to go short.
Okay? Yeah.
I happen to know it was a great place to go short way back here. Okay,
yeah.
Of this little down close right here, coming out of this area, I know that I'm only going to risk over to the top of that, you know, right there. But and that new tool, Robin, that I got, did you ever download it, that desktop presentation assistant?
No, I have it on my PC list, and I did not.
I love this one little tool. I haven't really used it much yet. But let's see, where's that thing? Screen.
Yeah, that sounds fab. I mean, it's on my list, my big to-do list.
The curtain. Because this is what you can do, is you can create. Oh, somehow I got it turned around.
Oh, you can create that, just that space, right?
Yeah, but I the other day I had it drawing to the right.
The other way, yeah.
I'm not sure how to orientate it the other way, because I haven't figured this whole thing out yet. So let's see, transparency, color, shape. Oh, vertical curtain.
Yeah.
No. Horizontal curtain. Yeah. There we go.
Oh,
now you can create.
I love
when
that.
You're working on a strategy, you can say, okay, I've got this much information. Okay.
Great idea.
See how this is really, because it's really cumbersome to try to do it on the hard right edge of your actual. And you can change the shading of this. I mean, it's on black right now, so really you can't see what that next candle's doing. And that's very important.
Yeah.
Because in a live market, you have to make your decision without benefit of knowing what that next candle is going to do. And that's why so many people get themselves so messed up when they're working at night using historical charts to put together a new strategy. They think they've just – I know this happened to me some more times than I can remember. Man, I just knew I had nailed it. Oh, they were going to write books about me, because I'm just going to tear the market up tomorrow, because I have discovered gold, pure gold. Come to find out the next morning in a live market, when out of the corner of my eye I can't see the future, it doesn't play out quite the same. So this is a free tool, guys. Anybody can download it for free. It's called Presentation Assistant Ultimate. Okay, Presentation Assistant Ultimate. You can download it for free, $30. Or it's $30 if you decide to buy it after 30 days. So, okay, back to the questions. Who else has a trading challenge that they would like to talk about?
Yeah, any kind of trading challenge, the thing that if you fix this one thing, it would change your trading dramatically. That's the kind of thing that, you know, again, everybody that will have this as an issue. Every single person that you, if you think you're the only one, you're not the only one.
In answer to your question, Ken, it is the cumulative difference of the two images, right, Robin?
Say that again?
Back to the two images. Ken asks, is it the cumulative difference of the two images?
Yes. The cumulative. So, like, what's the difference between one and two? So one is bigger than two. That's the basic one. The square is bigger on the one than the two. One and two are different. The numbers one and two are just different. So that's the second one. The third one, within the number one, there's two lines, and within the number two, there's one, two, three, four lines. Mm-hmm. So anything that's different between the two images or is a distinction. I'll give you one more hint, you know, because these have been done already. Around the number one, there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Did I do that right? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 12. 12. There are 12 lines connecting the outside border to the number one. And there are 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 lines connecting from the outside square to the number two.
Okay, Ken, you got that? Okay.
Okay,
now,
good.
All right, there's a question. Iris asks, how do you get SIM? Well, Iris, when you open a trading account, you will get you'll get a demo platform. Anyone that becomes a CFRN partner, we give you 90 days of the demo platform without even having to fund or open an account. Another option, this particular platform, if you aren't ready to open or fund an account right now, you can lease this platform for, I think it's $50 a month from OEC. Okay? So if you have questions about that, anybody who currently doesn't have charts, you're not ready to open or fund an account, you're not in the position yet to become a partner, but you need a platform, call Bert, 866-928-3310, or Leslie, and just say, hey, Dwayne was talking about how I can rent or lease the trading platform so that I can practice in SIM, okay? Now, right. I know that's kind of spendy, you know, $50, $75 a month, whatever the case. Just remember that once you become a partner, you'll get it for 90 days, and then when you fund an account, you'll have access, ongoing access to it there as well.
Yeah.
With some minimum account balance. I'm not sure exactly what that is. Now, the next Ken, you had a comment that I'm not – help me to understand this. We were talking about the hard right edge and not being able to see the future. That's important when building a system or a strategy. Ken said, and indicators reprint, which is not reflective on historicals. I need you to explain that to me a little bit because I'm not tracking with you on that. But you just retype it and – so there's something I'm not getting. And then another question.
Okay.
How to make the first trade of the day a winner?
Oh, you know, that's a great question because that's really what you – it's funny. I have two different types of people in this area. One person will come in, prepare their morning. I mean, really prepare. Look at the markets. Look what happened overnight. Look at the strategy, look at the setup, get mentally prepared to stick to their setup so that they only take what is there, that they don't jump in. And they will do anything they can to win, even if it's a couple ticks. So the trade may start going in their favor, and then the market changes because there's a lot of activity for, at first in the day. And so it may start in one direction, then flip around and go back because there's a lot of orders from the night before that are coming in now. And so it moves the market, and there's a lot of volatility. And so that person that has to have a winning trade works to get a couple ticks and just lock it in. Okay, I started on a win. Then I have a person that actually trades better losing on the first trade, because they feel they have to make it up. And so they go what I call loosey-goosey on the first trade. They go in without looking at everything that they need to look at. They lose at the first trade, and they go, oh, what am I doing? I really need to look at my setup, and I really need to hunker down and do the right thing. Let me get my list out. Let me go through my checklist. Let me not go in. And then all of a sudden, they get solid, and the next trade, they win. So I have two different types of personalities that go into the market. And if you're rushing into the market all the time, then you could have a block. You could have the block, the fear of missing out. You could have the block, the fear of missing out. You know, this is where kind of the, and I hate to use the word greed. I don't think it comes down to greed. I think it's just that people want to be in the market. They want to trade. They want to get in there, and this desire, this, and I'll call it desire versus greed. The desire is overpowering, and then they push the buttons and they get in no matter what. And I've been there. You know, I've been there. I've had to learn to control that, because I tend to really, you know, when I start watching that tape and I start watching time and sales and it's going the way I think it should go, it starts kicking in with my strategy, then I start getting anxious to get in. So I have to control that and make sure that all of my indicators, I'm looking at all of my charts first, and that, you know, for me, on my strategy, I come off of a 5 minute for my decision, but I go down to a 25 tick for my entry. So I fine tune the entry with the 25 tick watching the tape. So, you know, mine is a little bit different. And I like to win on the first trade. I feel much better on the first trade if I win. So I try to lock in how many ticks I can. If I'm finding that it's pulling back on me and I'm only going to get 2-3 ticks, I don't care. I'll lock it in because I'll feel better knowing that I made money on that trade and going into the next trade than if I lost and I'm making up money. Some people are the reverse. Okay, some people are the reverse of that. They don't necessarily like to lose, but they tend to lose on the first trade, and then they hunker down and they stick to their rules and they get very disciplined after the loss. Key thing is to minimize your loss. You know,
yeah,
if you're gonna
go ahead.
Minimize the loss. Make sure you got your stop in place, and you know, let things go as they go.
One idea also is, I know some people who, they place their first trade of the day in SEM, okay,
uh-huh,
and they get one good solid trade under their belt,
yes,
in SEM, and then switch into the live market.
Now, that's another great way.
I can argue for and against that. See, I can stand on either side of the street and make a compelling argument why that's a good idea and why it maybe isn't a good
exactly,
idea.
Exactly.
What really matters is it a good idea for you? Does it help you and work for you? If it does, goodness gracious, you should use it. Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever the key message, whatever works for you is the right thing to do. Whatever works for you is the right thing to do. And so it's very, very important that you understand yourself. And you know what? A lot of people don't look at themselves. They don't actually go into, you know, who am I? You know, who am I? Is it, what are my weaknesses? It is not unnatural to have a weakness. The key thing is to have a weakness and know how to overcome it or to manage it. See, I know my weakness is to rush in. Mm-hmm. Okay, I know this because I'm an A-type personality. I know this ahead of time, but I know exactly what to do to control it. And that's all you need to do.
Right.
Okay, so that's the key thing. What would you say one of your weaknesses are, Dwayne?
Well, let me think about that for a minute.
All right.
While I think about that, let me go to what Ken's comment earlier, he had said, and I told him I didn't understand it, so he explained it to me. He originally said, indicators reprint, which is not reflective on the historical. Okay, he re-explained it to me, and I know exactly what he's talking about now. During a live session, an indicator can flash your way momentarily.
Right.
In other words, the color can change, the level, the direction, etc., and then change direction a moment later, but that change is not shown as you view the history of the chart or as you look at the historical chart. Now, here's the thing I can say, Ken. I don't know specifically which platform or indicator you're working with, but I know that many of the custom indicators that Michael and I program, we have a little switch in there, and you'll find this on a lot of indicators, update intrabar. There's a little box you can tick, and what will happen is that if you've got the box ticked to update intrabar, it will do the exact thing you're talking about. It'll flash red, flash blue, flash red, flash blue, and then when the bar is complete, it's either left with the fact red or blue. But if you untick that box, what will happen is it won't update intrabar. Okay, there won't be those flashes and those changes. Okay, so try that on whatever indicator it is that you're using and see if that's an option that's available to you. Okay. All right, let me scroll back up now to, I think we got some other questions here. Since the partners meeting last night, my new motto is going to be trust and apply, but I need to know how to get to that point. That's great. I'm really glad to hear that. And I'll tell you how you get to the trust and apply point, how you get to confidence. The only way you ever get to true confidence with any system, any methodology, is by trading it, okay? In sim, not putting real money at risk because you don't have the confidence yet to trade it with real money. So you get into the simulator, and it's very, very important that you behave exactly the way you would behave if it were a live market and if it were real money.
Yes.
After have been consistently profitable for days, weeks, once you hit about that 30-day mark, something happens. You wake up, and instead of having a knot in your stomach, you're calm. There's a sense of peace because you know that you're going to go in and you're going to go through your morning routine, your prayer, your visualization, whatever it is for you. Everybody has their own morning routine. What I don't suggest is that you just slough into your desk, you know, half asleep, fire up the chart, start clicking.
Exactly.
Now that's one way of doing it, but I think really you have to be a little more, treat it more like a job in that respect, in that maybe you get up, you shave, you shower, you take your walk or your run or your jog, or you know, you go into your meditation room. Well, however it is, have some kind of routine that you become accustomed to, and let part of that be visualizing. You know, maybe as you're taking your morning shower, you're visualizing the trade setup, everything coming together, and how it plays out with a positive result. Okay, so all that groundwork is laid. Now, you go in and you simply trade it. You trade it and you trade it. And you'll reach a point where, again, you wake up and you have confidence, not cockiness, not arrogance, okay? Those are very dangerous things for a trader to get caught up in. Easy to do when you're on a streak, but trust me, the markets are the greatest humbler of all times.
And one thing that you said, one thing that's really, really, I want to expand a little bit on, which is when you go to trade in sim, the more you can pretend that you are trading normal with cash, which means don't increase size. If you're going to trade one contract to start with, you trade one contract in sim. Don't put 10 in it.
That's because
it's going to really mess up your head when you go live. It's going to really mess you up. So you don't want the transition, because then you'll start to push. You say, well, I didn't make as much as when I made in the sim mode because I did 10 contracts. And I always get this comment, oh, I made tons of money in sim, but I didn't make anything in live. And I said, well, what are you doing in sim that's so different?
Nothing.
Oh, I'm trading 10 contracts. I said, no. Don't trade 10 contracts. You trade one. You know, you trade one. You know, if you want to mentally see what you would make when you get to the end of, you know, when you consider yourself trading the way you want to, then create a spreadsheet and have the last column be the contract size that you would normally, that you want to achieve at some point, and put that number there on a spreadsheet.
Right.
But don't do it when you're doing SIM. Yeah.
There's no reason in the world that you would ever want to mess with your own head like that. The market the market will do enough of that for you.
Oh, they do. I can't tell you how many do that. That's such a common mistake, and it's really a common mistake.
The response I get, Robin, so often, and I know you get this one too, is when I go, okay, well, what are you doing different? And they go, nothing. I go, yes, you are. They go, no, I'm not. And then it becomes, yes, you are. No, I'm not. Yes, you are.
Yeah. They're absolutely doing something different. And if you can pinpoint it, that's another way to fix your trading. So the key thing is to know exactly what you're doing. Pretend. I'm going to give you one important psychology concept. Your brain does not distinguish the difference between what's real and not real. It only knows what you tell it. If you tell it something fake, it starts to believe it. So if you go in there and pretend it's real mode, your brain will start to believe it's real mode. And then when you make the transition, it won't be this quantum leap in your mind that you're going from SIM to money and stay with one contract. And feel good about it. Say, you know, I've got this down. I'm doing this. I'm doing this. I'm doing this. I've got this down now. It's working just the way I want it to work. So, any other questions?
Very good. Well, I just want to, because this is so important. Yeah. Having that confidence, guys, that is just critical. And the only way you'll ever get the confidence, you cannot read enough books. You cannot watch enough videos. You cannot go to enough seminars to give you the true confidence that you need. The only way you'll achieve that is by trading first in SIM until you've got, I mean, you don't even question your ability anymore to be able to go in and do whatever your business plan and trading plan, if it's 2 points or three or one and a half, whatever it is, you no longer wake up questioning, can you do it? You just know you can. It's like once you've learned how to ride a bicycle, if all of a sudden a bunch of people go, hey, man, let's go ride our bikes. Oh, man, I don't know if I can. Well, no. You know, you are confident. You know you know how to ride a bike. See? It's that level of confidence. Well, maybe you don't want to ride a bike, and maybe you're 20 pounds heavier than the last time you rode a bike. I understand that. But bottom line is, you know you can get on a bike and ride it. Why? Because you know how to ride a bike.
Mm-hmm.
Once you know how to trade, and once you have used a set of indicators or methodology or strategy enough times and had positive results, the confidence comes. You're never going to get it all right all the time, okay? And I know people get hung up on that, and we don't want to be wrong. We want to be right. I know people who have literally set and strategized their next trade for weeks, months, and then they finally, all the stars are aligned, and they finally pull the trigger, and they get stomped out. And immediately, well, back to the drawing board. No. That's just one trade.
Yeah.
That is independent of every other moment in the market. It's not connected to anything else. All that hard work you did, developing your strategy, all of the results that you, that's all still valid. You just stepped into the flow of opportunity at the wrong time. And how can I make sure that I always step into the flow of opportunity at the right time? You can't, because the market doesn't follow some divine formula. There are an untold number of traders around the world gathered at the table making buying and selling decisions for a multitude of reasons. Every day the players at the table are different, and the reasons they're making their decisions are different. So there's no way you can know what all of those people are thinking and how they're going to act. Half of them don't even know how they're going to act.
Yeah, exactly.
See? So you're trying to know the unknown, and that will make you crazy. So the only thing you can truly know is how you're going to behave, how you're going to act, and what you're going to do under a certain set of conditions.
Yeah, and your goal is to be in control. Your goal is to be in control, and whatever you have to do that, that's what's important. If you cannot get in control and you find that you are not doing what you should be doing, that your conscious mind wants to do one thing, but your subconscious mind is pushing the buttons, then you need to call me, because that's what a trader, that's what I do for a living, is to help people know themselves, know exactly what's going on, and break any kind of blocks that are going on. And the block is very, very common. But we get blocks all the time, but we don't really know it. But in trading, it shows up in our numbers. And so I always use the analogy of a candle. If you never experienced a candle, and I said, Dwayne, put your hand over that candle, you're going to love this. And he puts his hand over the candle, and he gets burned. He goes, ouch. In that moment got formed a neural connection. Then I go, that's really weird. I have hundreds and hundreds of people done this before. You do it again. And he puts his hand over the candle again, and he gets burned. He goes, ouch. In that moment, the two neural connections connect together. The first one was the size of a thread, but the second one now is a cable. It's stronger and harder. Then I go the third time, Dwayne, put your hand over that candle. I can't explain it. This has never happened before. What's he going to tell me? No way. I'm not doing it. His body has now gone into protection mode, because in his mind he has two neural connections from an experience that caused him pain. And pain creates very strong neural connections in our mind. And so what happens is he won't go near it. His body's in protection mode, and the subconscious goes, I've been here before. We're not doing this again. I'm going to make you have fear, apprehension, uncertainty, hesitation. Well, protection mode is this amazing mechanism that we have within ourselves all the time. We just have it naturally, except it stinks for trading. So when people have a loss, depending on how they relate to money, winning and losing, success and failure, all those things determine the ouch or pain that they get when they have a loss. Some, it's just nothing. It's not a big deal. So they lose over and over and over again until they lose a lot of money. But then they hit what I call a dollar threshold. And if you hit a dollar threshold, that's a big number. That's a number that you normally wouldn't lose. So let's say your account's a $50,000 account. And let's say in one day you blow $10,000. That's probably going to give you a big ouch. That's not the candle. That's putting your hand in the furnace. Well, now your body really is in protection mode. And it's going to do all sorts of things. It's going to cloud your judgment. It's going to prevent you from entering when you're supposed to enter. It may cause you to overtrade and try to get it back faster. It causes all these emotional challenges that need to be fixed. And there's a technique that I have that I've been doing for 21 years that breaks that habit and breaks that neural connection so that your body doesn't kick into protection mode. And so if you're at that place, then call me. Don't keep giving the market your money, because it doesn't go away. And it is a very damaging thing. It is the number one reason traders fail, because their subconscious mind is taking control of their trading. And the fear is so great in that area that they lose and they mess up every trade. So don't be stuck. Don't be stuck. Don't be stuck by a block. Get help if you need it. It's the smartest thing and the best investment you could possibly make is to
now,
do that.
The Frying Man, he said to tell you how much he appreciates you. Let me just read what he said. You're so good, right on target, meant for me for sure. And then he goes on to say, so if my weakness is 99% of the time I am disciplined, but the 1% of the time that I'm not, if that kills me, can you suggest a foolproof method for me, as it is crucial to control myself in the worst heat of the moment?
You have to have your stop. That's where people will move their stop, not have a stop at all. That's where the control comes in. That stop is in place if you mentally, emotionally are not in control. That stop is there. and you have to let that stop go. A lot of times I'll tell clients, if it hits the stop and you feel that feeling that that trader just described, or what you just described, Dwayne, I always suggest turn the system off and walk away. You have to shake this off. You have to shake this off because you are not in your conscious mind at that point. You are in your subconscious mind, and that's the one that's pulling the trigger. That's the one that's moving the stop, or that's the one that's eliminating the stop. That's the one you have to fix.
The hard stop will set you free.
Hard stop
will set you free.
Absolutely. Okay, we got one more quick question, and then I've got to run. Anything?
Well,
no, we're good?
Yeah. No.
Okay.
Okay. But I, this is from someone else, but I always see another thing happening, even if it is SEM, because I trade options, et cetera, and veer away from the study, too many shiny things grabbing my attention. That's very well said, and that is a very real issue for, I think, all of us.
The critical part, especially if you don't have your trading consistency, confidence, and control down, then my suggestion is don't look at too many things at one time. Focus. Focus is very, very important. In fact, we did a Coach's Corner on focus. There's all these Coach's Corners are in Dwayne's blog and on his website. Dwayne, if you want to put that up so
I'll
they can find them.
Exactly.
Because there's a great one on focus. And if you have too many things, just like you said, too many shiny objects that you're getting pulled towards, that's the time you want to hunker down, get one and master it. Add the next one. Focus. Master it. Then you can go to the next one. Do not attempt to do five at one time when you're starting. You'll never get the focus, and you'll never build your intuition, and you'll never refine what you're doing. Get one, focus on it, make money at it, add the next one. Do one, make money at it, go to the next one. But don't do five or six at a time. You're spread too thin. Your mind can't handle that. You have
right
to
here,
imagine.
Guys. Click E-Mini Radio Blog. Go ahead, Robin. I just want to make sure they're watching.
Yeah, so do the E-Mini Radio Blog. It's right at their top. And all the Coach's Corners are identified by usually a CC and a number, like a number. So scroll down
just
a little bit.
Just type in. No, see what I did was I opened up the Find function in Google Chrome. Every browser has a way of finding.
Something.
But if you're on Explorer, just go to File, Edit,
Coach.
Fine. Okay, and so you're going to type in coach. Just the word coach is sufficient. And see, there's 17. And the reason it only says 17 is because I had to put a couple of them inside of another post.
Oh, I see.
All right. Okay. And so you just right here, see how it highlights it?
Oh, cool. Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
So let's go to the bottom, and let's start at the very first Coach's Corner. That's the first time I interviewed you right there, I think, back in
way.
May of 2012.
Wow.
Okay. All right, so now let's scroll up to the very first Coach's Corner.
Oh.
Coach's Corner, Overcoming Superman Syndrome.
Yep. So these are going to be,
see,
and then there's
episode
two.
Number two, Trader's Checklist.
Checklist.
Number three, Spaceship Thinking.
There's
number
the
four.
One right there, Focus. Number four,
so
that's the one for that trader.
Click on
that's
the
four.
One.
Yep.
Okay.
And listen to that one.
If you click the headphones, you'll be able to listen to the podcast. And then also there's a little bit of commentary.
Sometimes we have, we have commentary and we have some suggestions.
And here's Daniel San learning how to catch
the fly with the chopsticks. That's focused.
How long is this? This is 1 minute, guys. So you can't hear the audio because I do audio and video off of watch Mr. Miyagi here.
Yeah.
He's going to get it. Can you guys see the fly?
I love that one.
Oh, he can do it. Come on, you can do it.
And
he passed away recently, Mr. Miyagi.
Yes, he did.
Now watch Daniel. He doesn't even know how to hold chopsticks. Right.
So focus is important. Let's go to the next. You got one more, and I got to go.
Let me finish this. Come on. He's almost there.
I got it.
He's not happy about that, Mr. Miyagi. Okay. All right. So you just click the headphones, guys, and the podcast just starts playing. Now, you can download it to some other thing like an MP3 player, but you can just click it, and it'll start playing.
Okay. Yeah, that's awesome.
Just plays. Okay. So let me see what the other question is. Let's see. I have to consciously tell myself, the same person, I have to consciously tell myself to stick to that one goal, then move on to other thing. Great. You just said what she just said before she said
exactly.
It.
That's excellent.
I have to make too many quick I have too many quick click decision habits from before. Okay. See, I was talking about this earlier today. And I didn't complete the thought on the show. New people coming in have a clean slate. They don't have all this baggage. And so they are actually easier to train because an experienced trader who has some experience or exposure, first we have to unlearn any bad habits that you might have so that we can then start fresh. Okay, next. Yeah. So hard to change yourself. Yes, but the right there, recognizing that you need to change yourself, that's the most, you've already taken care of the most difficult part of the battle. You're on your way. You're on your way. Can you help a 34-year veteran of the markets who made money by breaking all the rules, reinforced my bad behaviors because I was on the floor? Can a person really learn do control at 58 years old with so much baggage from the past? Yes, yes, 1,000 times yes. Yeah. What's your answer?
Can they control?
If you can really do this, I am so cynical. You got to get over the cynicism. And
well,
you know,
this is important. This is important. This is real important. What you focus on is what you get. Bottom line, what you focus on is what you get. So if you focus on that,
Good Lord, did you see what just happened?
Oh my goodness.
What the world?
Didn't they have the Fed announcement?
No, not today.
Well, something came out.
Look at this, guys. I just highlighted on the screen. I showed you that the entry was 1606 to the tick, and the first swing low took us down to 1604.50. And we went back to test the BBC. Never got stopped out on that trade, man.
Yikes.
Wow.
Yep. Well, I'm sorry. I interrupted some money. Somebody made some good money. We should end on that note. Somebody made some good money on that trade.
Okay.
So key thing is focus, and the key thing is to know that you have something to do, and what you focus on is what you get. If you focus on that it's not going to work, guess what? It's not going to work. If you focus on it's going to work, I'm going to figure out a way, I call that forward thinking. If you are thinking things that are not only negative but move you in what I call a backwards direction, you're going to go backwards. But if you're thinking of things in a forward direction, how can I make this better? What could I do different? How could I improve this? How could I get in a better entry? If your questions are pulling you in a forward direction, you're going to go in a forward direction. But if your thoughts are pulling you in a negative direction or an opposite direction, that's where you're going to go. So my suggestion would be to change your thinking immediately, immediately, immediately. Fake it. Tony Robbins used to call it fake it till you make it. I can do this. It will happen if you do that. The brain will accept it, and you'll start to do it. Look at that. Wow.
Okay, guys, now this was the end. This was just using the slingshot, everything you see in the live trading room every day. I was not interested in this long trade because I knew that that was counter trend, and I don't tend to trade counter trend. Remember, I'd highlighted this in the show when the guy said, is there any way the market can go 3 points higher? Because he was caught in a bad trade. And I said, man, I think you should just, you know, take the loss and then come back for another day, which ultimately he did. In fact, he typed in, thanks, I'm going to leave now and go to church. He was just going to go and, you know, have some quiet time at church. So, so this happened, all right, but it was off of the bigger picture setup. Our belief is that until this is broken, we have to believe the market is telling us that it's going down. Again, we're not predicting the future. We're just reading the market. Mm-hmm. And so there's that. We had 1606 was the entry to the chick, not a neighborhood, not a general area.
Yep.
Boom. Now, the next thing, so stops are the answer. It really appears so easy to understand, but so hard to do. I'll buy you guys dinner if you can help me. Okay, you got to help yourself. Don't worry about buying us dinner. You got to help yourself. You've got
to
start.
You have to figure out yourself. Mm-hmm.
See, this platform right here, this platform has a tool built into it called the bracket. All right? And so you determine how much you're going to risk on every trade that you place. You establish your bracket right down here. You tell it exactly how much you're willing to risk on every trade. And then when you enter that trade, you don't have to go place a stop. The platform automatically places the stop for you. So you don't have to think about it. You don't, am I going to honor it? Am I not going to honor it? It's automatic. It takes all that pressure off of you. Okay, so yes, you can do it, but see, the thing is we can't make you follow the rules. We can't make you use stops. We can teach you how to play baseball, but we can't make you a baseball player.
Yep.
You got to be willing to have how do I get self-discipline? Well, if you know you shouldn't do something, then you don't do it. Do you sit on your hands? Maybe.
Yep, do it.
Do you take your hands to the chair? Whatever it takes.
Exactly. Say you got to ask a question. What could I do in this moment to be more disciplined? When you find what your error is, then ask the question. If you're not patient, what could I do in this moment to be more patient? I could take a deep breath. I could close my eyes. I could take a little walk. Okay. What could I do in this moment to be more focused? I could get down and eliminate 4 of the 5 things I'm looking at and get down to 1 and really, really hone in. So ask a question, a good question. The quality of your question, the quality of your answer is determined by the quality of your question.
Oh, and you'll never get the right answer by asking the wrong question.
Yes. Yes. Okay.
All right, guys. Robin's got to run.
I got to go.
Hey, Robin, I got your email, and I'll shoot you an email back in response a little later about the one you sent me, okay?
Guys,
thank you all for your participation. Thank you for being
thank
here.
You for
thank
your
you.
Great questions. Great questions. They were awesome. Everybody has them, and everybody got helped by those questions, so thank you very much.
And 10 years from now, traders will be helped because they'll go to our blog, they'll go to the iTunes store, and they'll be able to listen to these podcasts. So you made a difference in another trader's life today. So
many
God
traders.
Bless you. Go treat yourself to dinner. Treat
there
yourself
you
to dinner. All right?
Have
Robin,
a great day, Duane. Thank you for having me. Thank you, guys. Safe trading. Have a great weekend, and be careful of the heat. That's all I can say. If you're on the West Coast, please be careful of the heat.
Guys, I'm going to close out this podcast, and then I want to stick around for like 2 minutes and answer any final questions. Take care, Robin. Have a great weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye now.
Remember this. There is no greater return on investment than to see a human life changed and given hope. As always, pray hard and trade safe. Any financial information discussed on this show is simply the opinion of our host, Duane Reeves, his co-hosts, and guests. To learn more about trading e-mini futures or to take a 1-week free trial in our live trading room, call 1-866-928-3310. 866-928-3310. Information discussed on this radio program should not be construed as a recommendation to buy or sell any security. Always do your own due diligence and consult with a licensed securities broker or financial planner before making any investment decisions.